The DEP renewed the permit earlier this month for a Class 2 UIC, or Underground Injection Disposal Well, owned by Danny Webb Construction. The permit had expired in 2012. Residents and even former construction workers testified at a public hearing in June 2013, strongly opposing the site. Upon evaluation, DEP workers found a pit filled with fracking water and other waste from oil and gas drilling. The pit was used to help remove sediments from the waste before injecting underground. Amy Maul is a senior policy analyst with the Natural Resource Defense Council, a national environmental advocacy group.
And those pits are just notorious for leaking, overflowing, emitting vapors into the air, from a long list of problems that present risk to the local community and the environment.
The DEP found that the pit or pond above ground does not meet the minimum pit and impoundment standards. Although the DEP did not find the pit to be leaking, officials say it needs to be upgraded. Underground Injection Control Permit reviewer for the DEP Office of Oil and Natural Gas, James Peterson, told West Virginia Public Radio that the pit needs a leak detection system and a new liner. Peterson says the operator was told to submit a plan to fix the issues with the pit, but that never happened. Still, while the DEP waited on the plan, the operator could continue to accept and inject waste underground in the well. The Natural Resource Defense Council sent a letter to the DEP the same day our original story aired last month. In the statement, the council urged the department to shut down the wells since Danny Webb Construction was not operating with a valid permit. Amy Maul responds to the order for a pit plan.
This is a site that should already have a plan. The DEP and its inspectors have determined that there have been multiple violations for years at that site, and it's just unacceptable that they don't have a plan now. That's just laughable, really. It's no way to protect public health and the environment.
Peterson says the site's only been issued 5 citations or violations in the past 10 years. Still, a permit was granted for the injection well with the condition that the company close the above-ground waste pit. Residents have spoken out against this well and waste pond near the well for years. The NRDC is not the only group that's spoken out in opposition of the site. The Plateau Action Network, West Virginia Highlands Conservancy, and the Sierra Club have also sent letters to the DEP.
If DEP does give the operator an opportunity to come up with a way to make the site safe, then a permit shouldn't be granted until it's proven that the site is safe.
Maul says the main issue the NRDC takes with this pit in Fayette County is the same for wells across the country. Maul says federal law that governs hazardous waste has a loophole for oil and gas waste that was created in the 1980s with the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act.
So regardless of how dangerous or toxic it might be, it's not subject to the same laws as hazardous waste from other industries. And that's why we're really concerned about these sites, not only in West Virginia, but across the country, and why they need to be very carefully monitored and use the highest standards. And states should be on top of these things because of the lack of federal law.
Maul says a bill introduced this past summer in Washington could help close this loophole. The NRDC is supporting the Cleaner Act, or the Closing Loopholes and Ending Arbitrary and Needless Evasion of Regulations Act of 2013. Danny Webb Construction currently has another UIC permit under consideration for renewal. It's currently in the public comment period. In the meantime, the DEP is asking the operator to submit an engineered plan to properly close the above-ground pond. This pit and the well have received waste from Pennsylvania, Virginia, and other parts of West Virginia. The DEP says there are 54 non-commercial and 17 commercial disposal wells in the state as of late last year. Danny Webb Construction did not immediately return our request for comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.